You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Take one. Knock, knock.
We're Steven and Dana, and we can't believe you found a fucking podcast.
A podcast.
We're so glad you're listening to it. We would never listen to it.
I don't even want to listen to it to edit it.
I don't even want to wake up in the morning. We're Steven and Dana, and we're in the room.
Welcome to In the Room with Steven and Dana, the podcast where we interview gorgeous entertainment folks who are wonderfully verbal. And today, it's me and you.
Hello, thank you for having me. Steven feels things deeply. Steven is a deeply feeling person.
And we need to catch up, truth be told, because we've had many podcasts where...
Well, I'd like to explore this... duality.
How dare you?
I'm afraid we've just run out of time.
We have a lot of catching up to do, okay? We can't have another, like...
We still haven't had, like,
person in here to do it.
We still have not had an honest-to-God, like, BroadwayCon debriefing.
Do we need one?
Just that we felt like fucking rock stars. I don't know if that got recorded or not, but the giggles after definitely did.
What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I'm freshly back from the coast. The In the Room
you
Los
look
Angeles
so
office.
Tan.
I didn't see the sun once.
Our branch
That's
office.
That's a lie. We had lunch on the beach one day. We went to the beach cafe at Paradise Cove.
That sounds like a porn.
It's very quintessential Malibu. They reference Paradise Cove a bunch in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Very cool place. There's a restaurant there called the Beach Cafe, and we fucking love it.
Didn't someone comment? You posted a picture, and then someone we know said, I love that place. Was it Jamie Dumont?
Maybe.
From the Fabulous Invalid podcast.
Oh my God, we love him
Our
so much.
Our sister podcast on the Broadway Podcast Network.
But it was nice.
What are you like in LA? I just can't even... picture it or believe it.
Overdressed comes to mind.
You're overdressed?
Yeah. Meaning too many clothes.
Oh, too many clothes.
Too many clothes.
Okay, 'cause you're not like overly fancy unless you're wearing sequins.
Although there were a couple times I felt like the fanciest in not fancy clothes.
You guys, LA is not fancy.
Went to a lot of malls. I love a mall.
Ew.
Whatever.
No.
Oh, I love them all.
Why?
I just love them. I love that you can go somewhere and just walk around.
And everything is there. And there's a Starbucks and a Jamba Juice and a Claire's.
And there, I saw a nail polish vending machine. We had lunch at the California Pizza Kitchen.
I love a California Pizza Kitchen.
You know there's one on Park Avenue.
What? Well, I'm not going to one here.
Well.
I only go in California.
Whatever. So we went to the CPK. We had a lot of frozen yogurt.
Mm-hmm. So there are things in LA culture that you enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, the suburb of Thousand Oaks is packed with little local gems.
So, like, if you took me to LA, you could be like, I'm going to show you my version of LA that I like.
Well, that's what was fun, because okay. John was with me, and I've never really done the I can show you the world.
Sick.
With anyone. Mm-hmm. Because either they knew L.A. or different purpose for the trip. But we did a lot of it by foot, which I've never walked around.
No one walks in L.A. They have no legs.
I should not be driving. I have a license. I have a clean driving record.
This is something...
I'm not a confident driver, therefore I should not be on the road.
This is something that I've heard come out of Steven's mouth. What are those yellow lines in the road for? And why is one spotted? True or false?
True.
This person?
I used to
This
know.
Person has a driver's
this
license.
This is 15 years out of Los Angeles. I haven't driven. I used People to know the answers
still
to that.
Know.
I used to. Forgot. Anyway, so we did as little driving as possible. Also.
Toot-tooting. Toot-tooting.
Can't toot-toot and drive.
Toot-toot and drive because it is legal,
but
not illegal.
But should not be behind a wheel.
No.
So we were doing a lot of lifting just to get to somewhere kind of busy and central and then walking from there and then lifting home.
Like Ubering. Lifting.
Yeah,
okay.
Lifting.
Not like, I pick things up and put things down.
No.
Okay.
Oh, why? So it was nice. It was nice to do it by foot. I took him to my high school. I toot-tooted on the campus.
Wow. Can kids toot-toot on the campus?
No.
How old do you have to be to toot-toot? Is it 18 or 21?
Great question. Don't know. Okay. But it's certainly not permitted on school grounds.
Right. We're talking about legal cannabis use, everyone.
Did a lot of family. Saw a lot of family. Saw some friends from here who were out there.
That's right.
So we had a fab dinner.
Successful.
I had an olive oil martini.
Sick.
It was so good. Best martini I've ever had.
Can you tell me what that means? Like, what's it?
It was all the ingredients of a martini.
Like a dirty martini, olive.
It was not dirty, but it had olives on the little toothpick. And it was olive oil vodka. I mean, it was clear. It was not, there was not like olive oil poured on top. It was delicious.
That sounds really good.
All the drinks that everyone got.
Yeah. It was
so delicious.
Did you see any celebrities or were you the only famous person around?
I was the only person I recognized.
Sure.
We did one night at the Culver City Ramada Inn just to make that dinner and going to the airport the next day easier instead of driving back and forth 100 times. And the following morning, we at 10 a.m., we ordered Sangu's Chicken, which is legendary.
Tell me everything.
Los Angeles fare. Also, there were... Ugh, I won't go into it.
No, the chicken. Go with the chicken.
Going into the chicken. It's the best, like, Mediterranean. They're famous for this, like, garlic paste dip.
I love all of those words together.
I knew we had to do it. And the whole night before, after this glorious meal, I'm like, babe, we need one more meal. Like, we gotta order some chicken. He's like, stop trying to make chicken happen. It's not happening.
It's not happening.
I said, babe, they open at 10. We don't have to leave till 11. So we DoorDashed that shit. It was so worth it.
Separated.
Oh, it was so good. I was burping up garlic the whole
time. I bet you were. I was just going to ask. How'd you feel after it? Terrible?
Best I've ever felt.
No.
Best I've ever felt.
Well, how was Sherry?
She's good. She took us to the Getty.
Steven's mom.
She took us to the Getty, and she took us... Well, she drove us to fucking Culver City after. God bless her.
I once stalked Madonna's aunt at the Getty. One of the docents...
She docents.
Took out the thing in his ear and, like, signaled me over. Me and my uncle were just kind of, like, looking gay, I bet. And he was like, see that woman over there? And we're like... Yeah. He's like, that's Madonna's aunt. And we're like, huh. What about us made you think that we care? And we do. Because we left where we left our path. We left our family to follow Madonna's quote-unquote aunt around the Getty, being shown around.
Why is he telling people
that? I don't know, but did she look like a Ciccone? Yep. So when I was little, I had a book of all famous people that I had met or been in the room with, because, you know, when you're from Wisconsin, it's not a lot. Like, our local news people were like celebrities, right? Or like the Harlem Globetrotters came and were like, oh my God, this is the height of everything.
Sure.
This is it. This is Hollywood.
See, Thousand Oaks was no stranger to celebrities.
Yeah, I bet. Justin Bieber lives there.
We had them all the time.
Oh, Britney Spears lives there.
I remember when Justin Bieber was getting a tour of Thousand Oaks High School. Because it was like a school day.
No way.
I was there.
What? Did people care?
It was very on the low, but people knew. And they did it very quickly. Like, I don't remember a big scene about it. It was during class time, and I'm sure the security was, you know, told, yeah, you know, no hall passes during X time and X time or whatever, but you know, people get around.
That's so bizarre. So bizarre.
Thousand Oaks High, not prison.
So LA sounded like a success.
Yeah, we went to Disneyland, which is...
You did?
A dream, yeah.
No pictures.
I don't think I took a single picture. That's not true.
God bless. I know
there's... We had one picture in front of the castle, as one does. But I think it's on John's phone.
Disneyland.
I didn't...
That's fun.
Look at my phone very much.
Good. That's when you know you're having a good time.
That was part of the vacation. I didn't want it around... Really?
Yeah. I just went to New Hampshire, and boy, did I forget I had a phone.
Yeah. I didn't tell anyone I was coming to LA.
Yeah, good.
I didn't tell anyone I was back from LA.
Do the vacation you want and need.
Don't take it personally.
Yeah. But it's hard when your phone is literally everything. It's your alarm. It's your calendar. It's your... Literally your phone.
It's your park ticket. It's your...
Yeah. So it's hard to be completely phoneless, but yeah, I certainly didn't need it.
Yeah, I was not updating people. I checked in with the animal sitter. Shout out to Jason.
Jason! I got the band you wanted.
Burning sensation just confirmed.
My brother, bless his heart, put that on the other day. Because he's like, watch whatever you want. And then all of a sudden I hear... And then Drew was like... I don't know what this is, because it starts with that glorious opening. Pop art, Lichtenstein!
And take the Lichtenstein.
But yeah, if you forget, I love opening credits. We watched...
So Dish 2.
Yes. Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
I've never seen any of those.
Well, like, all of those, like, 90s, 80s, early 2000s, like, they cared about the opening credit sequence.
Oh my God, Troop Beverly Hills?
Grease? Also a cartoon.
Grease is iconic.
Grease is the word. Have you heard?
You heard? My favorite is in Grease when they show the drawing of Stockard Channing next to the nameplate.
Yeah.
It has the teeth.
I know.
Do you ever wish that the four of them would get together and like do a table read of the script but in different parts?
Yes.
Like have...
No, but
have
now
Goldie
I do.
Be Cynthia Swan Griffin.
Oh, I thought you meant Grease.
No.
Well...
Take those four and like give Stockard a chance to like have a voice in that movie.
Well, I mean, we saw the headline for the new movie coming out. I think it's this Christmas. It's a Christmas movie.
Which we're dead about.
They were all... It's not First Wives Club 2. It's kind of like scratching the itch of gay people everywhere who want to see them in a movie
again. Yeah, they're not gonna... make a sequel because it would be awful.
No, but they're all in the same movie and they all married at one point. They were married to the same man.
Yeah.
And that's the idea. And I can't fucking wait.
I can't wait. We also can't wait for trailers.
The trailers. Oh, the Sue and Barb go to Costa Mesa. That one, right?
Yeah.
Go to Playa del Carmen.
Oh, I don't remember. We look up on your phone.
I can't wait. Super butchering it.
How was your trip, Dana?
It was wonderful. I went.
You had a birthday.
I went to New Hampshire to visit my 1-year-old nephew. He'll be one tomorrow.
But he already had.
He's
a party.
He's the sweetest little something else.
He's unreal.
He's super sweet. He's not a dick.
I can't wait to meet him.
Breaking news: not a dick.
Fierce.
He's a God fierce, bless. Fierce Taylor Swift loving, sweetie. What he always wears one sock. He takes one off. Every picture he has only one sock on. I don't know why this is indicative of his personality, but I find it adorable. Because it's a pattern. It's like, oh.
Is it always the same foot?
Oh, you're that kind of kid who just wants one sock on.
Is it always the same foot?
I don't know. But he likes to like take one off and suck on it. What else is interesting? He likes raw onions. He likes to suck on raw onions.
Well, no, I don't suck on them, but I like them on a burger.
He's got chompers, so he likes anything where he can feel his teeth sink into something.
Mm-hmm. Cucumber.
He tried to open mouth kiss me at the brewery, and I had to be like, I love you, but coronavirus. We're not open mouth kissing. Ever again.
Me and you, or he and you?
My friend Drew came up with me, my platonic life partner.
Drew of In the Room with Stephen and Dana.
Yes, Andrew Hollenbeck of Disney's Andrew Hollenbeck. And it was so cute. It was just a really great getaway, and we enjoyed that New Hampshire outdoor realness, and it was snowy.
Did you stop at the liquor barn?
Oh, we went to the New Hampshire liquor outlet because we had to make margaritas. It's my favorite place, the New Hampshire liquor outlet. And boy, am I proud of myself because I had a suitcase that was pretty damn empty. And I could have stocked up in $20 Tito's handles, and I didn't.
Well,
I put it down. I was like, I don't need it.
Didn't even ask.
We need
if
to
I
lose
30
pounds
anything.
In 3 months. So if any in the rumors have any like life hacks.
Didn't even ask if I wanted anything.
No, I'm not doing that. Not doing it. I'll go back. I'll be back. So New Hampshire's great. Getting off your phone is great. Being around little kids is great. To just like get out of your own rhythm and like have a
hugely important
have a child where you're like, ah, I'm seeing life through your eyes and I'm getting out of my own way in my head. Needed it. That's all.
I sure missed our babies though. Got Norman for the trip. In case animal care was going to be an issue. Turned out not to be. Got him an automatic pet feeder. And a water fountain.
What a queen.
It's so cool.
I bet.
I get a little alert on my phone every time he gets fed.
I bet.
He's learned the sound of it. He's learned that he doesn't have to wake me to get fed.
Uh-huh.
It's so cool.
But he's still a cat.
He's still a kitten.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really love his water fountain, but it's cute. It has a little, like, flower that sticks out of it, and it shoots a little water from the side of the petals.
Oh, it's a fountain.
It's a fountain.
You guys, I have vertigo, and I want to talk about it because I feel like everything is terrible, and I feel like Liza Minnelli in Arrested Development. Because when you go off of your antidepressants, and let me tell you something, it's a bitch. It's a bitch. Your brain and your body have to get used to, you know, being not on something.
Are you switching to a different one, or
are you weaning
off completely?
The original plan was to go on from Paxil to Cymbalta. Because Paxil packs on. And I wasn't feeling any different, and I was just like, ugh.
You were initially.
This was a fun 6-month, you know, 30-pound experiment.
30-pound
terrible. I feel terrible. It's terrible. And I feel fatigued and awful.
Okay.
You know, you've had to deal with me.
I know, but I also remember when you first started it, like, you were feeling the X of it.
Yeah. I fake a lot. I fake my energy, everyone. So... Also, my doctor's an idiot. He's like, are you feeling any withdrawal symptoms? And I was like, yeah, I have vertigo really bad. And he's like, huh, that's interesting. That could be from something else. And I'm like, I'm sorry. It's a simple Google, and it's one of the most common side effects of Paxil withdrawal, specifically. WebMD, Mayo Clinic. I didn't want to be condescending, but I did send him the links. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is intense. I've looked it up. Why am I telling you this? Why am I telling you this?
But now your plan is...
My plan is to be off of everything forever because it's not worth it. It isn't. So if anyone wants a thing of Cymbalta, I have Cymbalta.
You can't sell your antidepressants...
How much do you want it for?
...on our podcast.
Stop me.
I'm trying to.
Look at your pinky. Look at your pinky. It was like... It was like this against your face. You're disgusting. Okay, so I'm feeling like really terrible, but hopefully it'll go away and I'll be normal again. But yikes.
Great.
So now we're trying to lose 30 pounds in 3 months so I can fit into a bridesmaid's dress that I've bought two sizes of. I bought the large and the extra large. Guess which one barely fits? The extra large. Thank God I have the large, because I'm going to need that fabric. Because I'm going to put some more fabric on the extra large if I need it.
If you're in town, come to the Green Room on March 9th at 9:30 p.m. for Ryan O'Connor's Vote, Pray, Love. I'm so excited. Natalie Joy Johnson is going to be in it. Mm-hmm. It's a guaranteed good time. I can't. Yeah. I tried to buy tickets before it was on Green Room's website.
Of course you did. Because you're a very loyal friend.
Keep an eye. It's not up yet. And Brian Nash will be playing it. Forgot that part. Oh, I have some mail for him. Maybe I'll bring it to...
Very exciting night.
It's going to be fantastic. I cannot wait. It's what's getting me through this whole week.
What are you into right now?
Broad City.
That's over.
I know, but we're doing...
You're rewatching.
I'm rewatching John's Never Seen.
Got it. Understood. And is he enjoying?
So much. Okay. I'm loving it more the second time. Okay. There's a lot I either forgot or just went over my head in real time.
Sure.
It's like I've never seen it before, watching
it
again.
That's the best.
Yeah.
It's like Wine Country.
It's like Wine Country. Changes every time.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll watch Wine Country tonight.
Don't.
Why?
Do that.
Why not?
Don't do that.
Why not? We love it.
We love it. We love it. Can I come over?
Yeah.
I want to watch it. So what else?
Save it for the night that we...
I'll kill myself if I try to watch it again. It'll be like my 11th and a half time rewatching it. Also, wait. I'm very much into right now in a really... Well, I finished it, so I'm not into it anymore. But Love is Blind on Netflix.
I can't do it.
What do you mean you can't? It's the most perfect reality TV show of all time.
Zero interest.
Tell me one reason.
It sounds like another one of the Bachelor quadrant.
Uh-huh. Not a Bachelor fan. Hmm. This is insane. You're like, who... What sociopath... Like, these people have jobs and they're running wild. They're running wild.
The girls have gone wild.
I'm not a Bachelor person, but I have to tell you that where reality TV has gone, this is the epitome, and you can't look away. It's 10 episodes, and boy howdy, do they make lifelong decisions. I watched it like this. Like someone was getting chopped up. I don't know, but Netflix is nailing it with Cheer and Love is Blind.
And Zoom Boys.
Huh?
And Zoom Boys.
Zoom Boys?
Zumbos with an Australian accent.
Oh.
I'm trying.
The
I'm
boys
trying
like
to get
that.
Better.
I don't like.
Noi?
Noi. Like, I watch food shows, but.
Zumbos, not... Just Desserts.
Yeah, they put it on.
I've talked to Carmel about it.
Does she like it?
Well, she knows, like, who Zumbo is and has had stuff from his desserteries.
Desserteries!
name of episode.
And I think she's watched the show, too. Now I can't remember.
Okay.
But it's like an Australian twist on Bake Off. It's like if Nailed It and Bake Off had a baby.
Yeah. They all kind of are the same at some point.
The hosts are both duller than a box of hair.
Yep.
But the desserts are, I mean, it's really beautiful to see people make edible art.
You guys, okay, wait, going back, and I know you have nothing to say about this, but I'm talking to the rumors who are with me on this. The Love is Blind cast, fine. They're crazy. They're lunatics for making any choice whatsoever. But it's hosted by, God bless them, Nick and Vanessa Lachey. And Vanessa Lachey...
Not watching.
No, Vanessa Lachey is so glad to have this gig because she hasn't... I don't know what else she does.
Who's Vanessa Lachey?
His wife? And she's acting for her life.
I thought he was
life.
Married to Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, you and some other person. Oh, Nick. That was literally 2001. That was Thousand Oaks U is when they were married.
They got divorced.
A billion years ago. A billion. An axe bill.
All right, well, that news didn't make it to the West Coast because neither Nick nor I.
There's a lot... I don't even... Okay. That rock you're under is very large. It's so large.
So large.
So large, but okay, what I have to say about Vanessa Lachey is that she's like, okay, you guys, in 7 days, you will be making the biggest decision of your lives. You will be married in 7 days. Like, it's just the most drawn out acty schmacty.
Let me guess, each episode's an hour and it could be 22 minutes.
No. Nope. It's an hour and it should be an hour. All of them should be locked up because they're all serial killers. All the men have zero personalities whatsoever.
I watched...
They're like, can you do my laundry and cook for me? Great.
I watched a couple of very intense hours of 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days.
Yeah, it's the same like kind of social experiment like that. Like social experiment with love. I've never seen it. Never seen The Bachelor. But this...
That's not what this is.
Is all of
this
it.
This is people getting scammed by trolls on the internet.
I love that. I love that. You've put yourself there.
It's so bizarre, like, hearing them rationalize it. Speaking as someone who got on an airplane to meet someone.
Yeah, you're my reality TV show. I'm doing this.
But they're not going from New York to Denver.
Right.
And they don't have a backup plan with a bunch of Disney actors. They're going to Nigeria. Alone, with their life savings.
The desperation of these
two
people?
To get married.
The desperation. I don't even understand
to it. To someone they've never seen.
Yeah, I don't get it. Do you get it?
No! I don't get Instagram. That's like... meta.
So, this is a successful catch-up. If I've ever heard one.
Just reminded me I'm out of ketchup.
Okay, Steven, promise me we'll never do just an us podcast episode again.
I don't make promises I can't keep.
Wait, so yeah, we can do a mini Broadway con wrap up because I think...
I don't remember if we did with Joel or not, but basically...
No, we asked Joel if he had ever been to it and he said yeah, and then we just moved on.
It was just such a cool weekend for us. We loved the panels we got to see, and we loved seeing the people that we got to see, and we loved meeting the people who think our show is cool.
Yeah. If you're going to do a live show with anybody, make Bring sure Nancy. You get someone who knows how to party, because that was really
100%.
Fun.
Don't bring the biggest name, bring the biggest party.
Exactly. The bigger the name, the snoozier they are.
If you can bring the big name and big party, a la Nancy Opel, do it. But
yeah.
For a live event, always pick party
both.
Over
yeah.
Clout.
Yeah.
Finally finished Grace and Frankie season 6.
Oh, God
I took
bless.
My time with it. I wanted to
Good. the best season of it, right?
Good writing.
Yeah, it was the best season by far.
Good.
Not by far, what I mean. No, really writing. Great writing.
Into
really,
it.
Really well executed, Grace and Frankie.
We get one
team.
More.
Mm-hmm.
We get one
no, that's
more.
Good.
One more batch.
That's good.
I'm up to date on my shouts, Krauk.
Schitt's Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Up to date on my This Is Us.
Great.
Is Wayne.
You don't care about this? Oh, yeah, probably. 100%. RuPaul's Drag Race.
I hear there are 5 New York drag queens on it.
Yeah, it's fun. And they're
That's
all
a large percentage.
And they're all very diverse people. They're cool. Jackie Cox, who I'm in love with, and I'd heard her name. I haven't seen her in person, but she's Persian and just really funny and on it and like a show, like a 50s kind of like show queen, musical theater queen.
Cool.
When you're a New York queen, you've got the Broadway in you. Like it's just there.
Sure.
Or some kind of like, you can tell where they're from. You know a New York drag queen.
Isn't there a queen that you know
on usually
it?
Like live, they live sing, like Britta Filter.
Norman just got fed.
Good. yeah, we know Britta Filter, who had a really good showing. They split up the premiere really weird. They did the first 6,
no,
and then
I
next
that,
week it'll be next 6.
I heard that too, and I think that's great, actually, because if you think back to A La Bake Off or any show where you meet a lot of people at once, the people that you don't meet in that first episode or they just kind of glaze over, you know, are going to be around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that who they're focusing on are the people that go early. So, A, it's a little bit of a spoiler alert. And also, I kind of want to get to know everybody before anybody gets sent home.
Yeah, this...
Because I don't know who to root for
this
yet.
This first week, no one got sent home. There were 2 winners. So that was interesting. They did a rap. Nicki Minaj was the guest host, which was really awesome. And the rap is really good. And obviously there's a whole bunch of choreography that had to happen. So it's like, you're not getting away with shit this first premiere episode. You're going to have to be like death drumming for your life. And then, okay, so Britta Filter and then Jansport.
That's the one.
Jansport
She's
is the
like an
icon.
Astoria.
An Astoria icon. Icon is a bar in Astoria, Queens.
That's the one we see. I went to one time, right?
And Jansport is also a live singer and really good, but we haven't seen her yet because she'll be this next week in the second grouping. But I'm very excited. They have Jeff Goldblum as a guest judge coming up this season. AOC.
That's cool.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of fun people.
Can I go home?
Please.
All right, we will be back with our regularly scheduled content.
You know, this, you know, reality TV gossip.
You know what?
Travelogue.
Sometimes you just got to take your beat.
What? Is that what you're signing off with? Is that your new slogan?
Just got to take a beat.
Here lies Steven. He had to take a beat.
Yeah.
Cut the track.
Bye. In the Room with Stephen and Dana is produced by Stephen Farazee
and Dana Craig. Special thanks to Joel Wagoner for tinkling the ivories on our theme song. Hit him up at joelwagoner.com.
We apologize, and you're welcome. We'd also like to thank Jesse Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, for our jazzy original music sprinkled throughout each episode.
You can find him at jessewiener.com.
Last but certainly not least, we'd like to thank Kevin Thomas Garcia for taking all of our ridiculous photos. You can find him online at ktgnyc.com. We are all over the internet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at In The Room Pod.
Follow us, like us, share us, pimp us out. And don't forget to subscribe to In The Room Podcast. We everywhere, so subscribe.
And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.